Mesechtes Gittin, Daf Nun Hey, four lines from the top of Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph at the Mishnah, and this Mishnah is also brought in Mesechtes Idyos in Perek Zayin. And as we know, Mesechtes Idyos discuss various testimonies that the Tanoim spoke about at the time that Rabbi Elazar ben Isaiah became the Rosh Shiva. And the Mishnah begins, Hey, Rabbi Yechon ben Gergada was some ago, Rabbi Nechunim ben Gergada, al Chereshes she'asi avia she'yaitzu beget, that if there's a Chereshes, which means a woman that can't speak and can't hear, and even though Midoraisa she has a din like Tana, and therefore a man cannot be Mekadisha. However, if her father was Mekadisha while she's a Tana, then that would be considered a Kedushin Deraisa. And Rashi says, V'havlo Ishis Ishgemura, just like a father can be Mekadish a Ketana, and therefore a Chereshes is no worse than a Ketana. And the Mishnah teaches us that if her husband gives her a get, then she can be Mekabel a get. And as Rashi says, V'afagav Lespa Daito, and even though she has no Das, the Isha Kinafka Bakocha Nafka, as we know that when a woman receives a get, it can be done so Bakocha, Ve'im Mitzratzu Begerishin, and you don't need her Ratzin Bidigay Gerishin, V'afilo Hachi Nafka, and even so it works Bidigay a regular woman, Hilkach Lebitin and Daito. And therefore, Benegeir Chereshes, it also works, and we don't need a das. And this same din would apply if it was a ketana that a father married her off, that she could go out with a get. However, this would not work if the woman would be a shoita, as we know, because a shoita not only does not have das, but she doesn't even have a yad to be mekabel or get. However, Chereshes and a ketana are considered that although they don't have das, they do have a yad to be mekabel their get. And the Mefarshim point out that the chiddush of our Mishnah is that even though her father got her married off, and therefore is kedushin raisa, the get so to still work. And of course, if she got married while she was a gdolah, where kedushin as a chereshes is only dal midrabanan, certainly she could be makabel a get. And it's important to note that in the Gemara Maseches Yevamos, the Gemara brings the shita Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, who is chilek on Rabbi Yechon ben Gergada, and he holds that a chereshes would not be able to receive a get because of the chesaron of shilchu yibesai, just like benegei a shaita. However, the Taisus read over here specifically says that Rabbi Yechon ben Gergada holds that lemaisa, even though a chereshes is lab bar das, however ava pish ingla das and it's important to note that even though Rabbi Yechon ben Gergada in a moment will bring down another testimony and he'll talk about a ketana bas Yisrael, why didn't he speak about a ketana in the first case of the Mishnah if l'chayra it would be more symmetrical? And the Tezrid points out because in the Gemara we'll want to explain that the second case of the Mishnah is dafka b'negeya kedushim of a ketana, but by kedushim chereshes that then would not apply. That's why in the ratio we start off by speaking about chereshes in order to contrast that to the second case of the Mishnah, which is dafka by a ketana. And finally, before we continue, the Mefarshim point out that what does this Mishnah have to do with the previous Mishnayos? And they explain, because since in the last two cases of this Mishnah, we will discuss various takanas, therefore, just like we were speaking about in earlier Mishnayos about Mepitei Tikkun Olam, so therefore we speak about all the Edis of Rabbi Yechon ben Gergada, which also include Takanas HaShavim and Tikkun HaMizbeach, as we will see in a moment. And the Mishnah continued with the second testimony of Rabbi Yechon ben Gergada, and we know that if a man marries off his daughter while she's a ketana, it's considered Kedushin Deraisa, and certainly if she gets married to a kohen, she can eat truma as she's considered king and kaspoy of the kohen. However, if a ketana's father dies and she's the yesayma, so of course midiraisa, there's no way for her to get married. However, in order to make sure that this ketana is protected, the rabbanim are misakin that her mother or her brother, and some say even she herself, can be makabel kedushin, and if they do so, it will be kedushin rabbanon. And based on this, then Rabbi Yechon ben Gergada said, "Ba'ketana bas Yisrael, if it's the yesayma who's a ketana that's Israelis, she nisus lekohen that her mother or her brother gets her married to a kohen." That although certainly she can't eat chuma deraisa as she's not kinyan kaspoy of this kohen because it's not a valid kedushin deraisa, however she can eat chuma derabanan. And Rashi says v'le gazrin amidi, and Rabbi Yechon ben Gergada continues v'mesa, and if she dies by liyarsha, that even though they only had a kedushin derabanan, her husband will be yarsha again as a takana derabanan, as derabanan want to make sure that people will marry her, and therefore they made a takana the hefka bezin hefka. And the Mishnah continues that Rabbi Yechon ben Gergada said the following edus, that if someone stole a beam and then went and built it into a large home, and even though generally if someone wants to do tshuva and they want to return gzela, as the pasuk says v'heishav es gzela, you would have to return the actual beam. However, the rabbanim misakin sheyitos dama b'tei takanos hashavim, that if the gazel wants to do tshuva and wants to return money to the nigzal, he could do so because of takanos hashavim, as we want to make sure that people will actually have the opportunity to do tshuva. As Rashi says, as if we require the gazel to break down his house, in order to return to actual beam, yimnim lasi shuva, he'll hold back and he will refrain from doing shuva. And the Mishnah teaches us a fourth testimony of Rabbi Yechim ben Lugada, v'achatas ha'gzula sh'ninodel rabim, that if Reuven stole a behemoth from Shimon, and people don't know that this is a stolen behemoth, and he brings it as a chatas, shimichaperes, that will be considered a valid kapara, and he wouldn't have to bring another carbon, m'play tikkun ha'mizbeach, and we'll discuss exactly what this means when we learn the Gemara. The Gemara begins, Amar Rava, Rava states, meidusha sh'Rabbi Yechim ben Lugada, from the first edis, Rabbi Yechim ben Lugada said that a chareshes can accept a get, amar la'edim, so therefore we learn out that if Reuven says to Edim, Ru'u get zesh, ani nisla, that see that I'm about to give this get to my wife Rachel, v'chazva amla, and then Reuven goes over to Rachel and says to her, kinsi shtachoyv zeh, take the shtachoyv for me, harezu megreshes, that even though Rachel did not have any das that she was receiving a get, it would be a valid get, just like we saw before, that a chareshes can accept a get, and the get would be valid, even though she's im badas, because l'maisa, she had a yad, and she accepted the document, and as Rav explains, mila amra bechem and gugada loy bein and daita, just like we saw Rav Bechem and Gugada said, we don't need the das of the chareshes, hachanami loy bein and daita, over here also, since Reuven told the Edim that this is a get, even though he didn't tell Rachel, it would still be a valid get, and as Rashi says, amal Edim shloy befenah, he said this to Edim, but it wasn't in front of Rachel, and the Tesherid points out that dafka to amal Edim tchila, that the only time that we say this is a valid get, is only because he told the Edim previously that this is a get, or as other Rishonim pointed out, that they were asukim by Se'inin. However, if Reuven only goes over to Rachel and says that she should take the shtachoyv, then she would not be megureshes until he says, harei zegitech. And the Gemara continues, and Esan Rava, pshita, that l'chayr is din is poshet, and of course this is similar to the Edis Rabbi Yechim ben Gugada. And the Gemara answers, ma'aru teimo, one may think, kiven d'amar kinsi shtachoyv zeh, betuli batle, that maybe because Reuven told Rachel, take the shtachoyv, maybe he was mevatled in the sinah, and is not considered a valid giving of the get, and potentially, as we learned on Daflam and Bezom Nav, that we learned that bittel of the husband could work, and maybe he was mevatel the actual get, and this get would not work at all. And Rav is mechadish kamashmal on imisa de batle. If it's true that Reuven was mevatel the get, le'edim have a amalu, that he would have told this to the edim behind the kamachi. And the only reason why Reuven said to Rachel that this is a shtachoyv is mishum kisufa is because he was embarrassed that he was giving her a get. And the Gemara continues to discuss the second testimony of Rabbi Yechim ben Gugada, where the Mishnah said about Ktana Bas Yisrael shenisas l'kayin sheichel b'tshuva. And if there is a Yisoymek Tana who got married with the Kedushin Rabbanon, then if her husband is a Kohen, she could eat Truma Rabbanon. And the Gemara is Medayik by the fact that in the first case of Rabbi Yechim ben Gugada, he spoke about a Chereshes Asiya Avia, and in this case, when he wanted to speak about a Kedushin Rabbanon, he specifically spoke about a Tana, and he didn't speak about a Pikeach that married a Chereshes, so it must be that Rabbi Yechim ben Gugada was trying to be a Medayik and trying to teach us that Ve'ilu Chereshes Loi Ochla, that if a Chereshes got married to a Pikeach, that she would not be able to eat Truma, and even though when a Pikech marries a Chereshes, it is a Kedushin Rabbanon, still she would not be able to eat Truma and even Truma Rabbanon. And the Gemara asks, my Taima, why is it that she wouldn't be able to eat Truma Rabbanon if she's married with Rabbanon, and by Tana who has Kedushin Rabbanon, she can't eat Truma Rabbanon, and as Rashi said, we're not Gezer anything but the Geir Tana Bas Yisrael that gets married to a Kohen. And the Gemara responds, Gzeira Shem Yechel Cheresh B'Chereshes, that over here, but the Geir Cheresh, we have a Gzeira because maybe a Cheresh will be married to Chereshes, and the Cheresh won't know better and will give the Chereshes Truma Deraisa, and certainly since it's only a Kedushin Rabbanon, therefore the Chereshes is not only eat Truma Deraisa. And the Gemara asks, V'lechel, what is the big deal if the Chereshes will actually eat Truma Deraisa? Katan Echon Levelsu, a Chereshes is no better than a Katan, and we know that if a Katan is eating something which is Issa Deraisa, the Gemara in Yavamas, Tandaf Kuf Yidal and Amaral teach us that in Bezin Mitzuban al Vilafrishai, and therefore we hear also, why would Bezin have to make a Gzira in order to protect this Chereshes that she should not come to eat Truma Deraisa? And the Gemara responds, Gzeira Shem Yechel Cheresh BePikechas, that the Gzeira over here is not because of a Cheresh that's marrying Chereshes or a Pikech that's marrying Chereshes. The Gzeira is if a Cheresh marries Pikechas, which once again is a Kedushin Rabbanon. And in that case, we are concerned that maybe the Cheresh, who's a Kohen, will give to his wife, who's a Pikechas, Truma Deraisa. And since she's a Pikechas and she's a Bar Inchin, certainly she can't eat Truma Deraisa. And the Gemara is, so we understand why we made a Gzeira now, but a Gay Truma Deraisa, but Velecha Truma Deraisa. Rabbanan, let this Bikechas be able to eat Chumud Rabbanan, since she has a marriage that's a Kedushin Rabbanan. And the Gemara answers, Gzir Shem Asig Lachula B'Chumud Raisa, that since she's married to a Cheresh, and the Cheresh is in Bidas, so we're concerned that maybe the Cheresh won't be so careful and will give a Chumud Raisa, and therefore, since there's a concern by a Cheresh that marries a Bikechas, which is a Kedushin Rabbanan, and a case where a Cheresh marries a Chereshes is a very similar scenario where the Cheresh is the male that's marrying someone else that's a Kedushin Rabbanan, so therefore, we will go by the case of Cheresh that marries a Chereshes, that the Chereshes cannot eat Chuma, and since we made a Gzira by Cheresh that marries a Chereshes, and therefore we also made a Gzira by a Bikeach that married a Chereshes, and even though this seems to be a Gzira l'Gzira, l'maisa, this was all made at one time, and the Rabbanan were Mesakin at one time, that any time that there's a Kedushin Rabbanan by a Cheresh or by a Chereshes, the din is that they can't eat Chuma Rabbanan. And Rashi points out that although in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yechman Gagada said that Tana Bas Yisrael, Shenissa L'Kayin, Sheichel B'Chuma, and we don't make Gzira, and Rashi on the last line before the wide lines of Rashi states, there's no reason to be misakin and to make a gzira that the gadol who marries a ketana and it's only kedushin rabbanon should not be able to eat chumud rabbanon, because maybe a katan will marry a gdola and the katan will feed the gdola who is chayav ba'inshin chumud raisa. The katan unless slain nesuin, afilu midrabbanon, as there's no possibility for the katan to ever get married, and even midrabbanon he can't get married to a gdola. And Rashi brings down from Masechta Yevamos, shayt of a katan shenasu nashim nishusayim peturis min chalitza min yibam. However, Ayin and Taisis in Masechta Yevamos on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, where Taisis argues in Rashi and he says that it is possible for a katan to have a kedusha midrabbanon with a gdola. If so, why is it that we don't make the same takana b'negei katana bas yisrael shenisa l'kayin that she should not be able to eat chumud rabbanon? And Ayin and Taisis, where he brings from the Yerushalmi and he also brings his own teretz and he explains that even though at this point a katan who's married gdola is only a kedusha rabbanon, but eventually it'll automatically become a kedusha d'raisa, and therefore the rabbanon did not feel the need to make a gzira, that maybe during this limited period of time the katan will go and give chumud d'raisa to the gdola. However, in the case of a cheresh, where it will always be a kedusha rabbanon, as this person will always remain a cheresh, so therefore the rabbanon will concern that maybe he'll eventually feed his wife chumud d'raisa. And the gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, the Rabbi Yechman Gagada said a third in, that if someone stole a beam and he built it into his home, then in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of v'heshev es gzeila and do tshuva, Ruvain only has to return money and he doesn't have to break down his house and return the actual beam mipnei takonis hashavim. And the Gemara begins that don't think that this dinner Rabbi Yechman Gagada is something that everyone agrees to. Rabbi Yechman Gagada is actually only going with pishitas beis hillel. As Tana Rabbanan we learned in the Braisa, gozel marish ubanu bebira beishami imen beishami says mekakeh kol abir kula umachsim marish lebaylov, that there is no takonis hashavim, and in order for you to do tshuva you have to break down the entire home, and even though you'll have a hefsim ruba in order to return the actual beam to the original owner, or beisil emin beisil states ein lo el dmei marish bilvad, that the original owner can only demand the actual value for the beam mishum takonis hashavim, and this was instituted as the takana for those that wanted to do tshuva, and in order to make sure that they would do tshuva as if there would be a major hefsid, then they potentially would say that they'd rather not do tshuva as it will cost them too much money. And the Gemara continues and quotes the last din of the Mishnah, that if Ruvain stole an animal and he brings it as a chatas on the Mizbeach, so as long as the Rabbim does not know that this animal is stolen, then the animal would be mechapa for Ruvain, and Ruvain would not have to bring another carbon, and the Taisus Yonta brings down that the idea of Leinoidel Rabbim is it was not known to three people, and then he brings down that other Mepharshim say differently, Ayin Sham. And our Gemara will now bring down two different ways to understand our Mishnah, and we will see the Shita of Ula and the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, and keep in mind that according to Ula, it will come out that a Chatas HaGzula Shleinoidel Rabbim Shemechaperes is because Tinnakar Mizbeach. However, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it will be the opposite, that the reason why a Chatas HaGzula, that Noidel Rabbim, that's not Mechaperes, is because of Tinnakar Mizbeach. And the Gemara begins, Amu Ula, Dva Tera, Bein Noidel, Bein Noidel, Ein Mechaperes, that Midr Raisa, it wouldn't make a difference if the Tziba and if the Rabbim knows about this Gzela, or they don't know that this animal was stolen, that this animal would not be able to be Mechaper for Ruvain. My time and why is that? Because Yish Kedi like honey, and as Rashi explains, Yish Kedi, Yish Levade B'loi Shina Rishus Acha Yish, if there is only Yish and there is no Shina Rishus, then although as we will see Rashi holds that there is a Kinyan and Ruvain owns this animal, however, like Koni L'in Yakrova, it's not considered Ruvain's Legamri, and B'degei Akrova, we don't consider it Ruvain's, B'afilu Sheminish Nisei Shabaylim like Korinim B'Karbonai, and since the Torah states in Pashva Yikra that you need Karbonai, it has to be Ruvain's carbon. However, if there was only Yish, then it's not considered the carbonoid legamri, and it's not considered completely Reuven's animal, Benegia, bringing it as a carbon. And Ula continues, Umatam Amru Leine Dor Mechaperes, and why is it that Rabbi Yechiman Gogodah said testimony that if the Tzibba did not know about it, then this Chatas was a valid Chatas, and it's Mechapan Reuven, if L'chair is not considered Karbonai, and it should not be a valid carbon. And Ula explains, Shalayu Kayhana Matsevim, as Rashi says, Shalachlu Chulin Shinishlu Bazar Shasurin, because once they brought this carbon, and as we know, the Kayhanim get a chilik of the basa of the carbon chatas, and if the Kayhanim eat it, and then they find out afterwards that this was not a valid carbon because it was stolen, so the Kayhanim will feel bad because they ate chul and shenishchu bazar, which is of course usar. And the Gemara continues, Omli Rabbanu Ula, so Rabbanu asked Ula, Vanam play tikkun on Zbechtan, how can you say that this is dakona for the Kayhanim if the Mishnah stated that the reason why it's considered a valid carbon is because of the tikkun on Zbech? And Omalahem, Ula responds to them, Kivin, the Kayhanim at Sevin, that since the Kayhanim will always be nervous and will be depressed that maybe they'll be eating chul and bazara, nimsum is bare bottle, therefore the Kehanim will not want to do it avodah, as they'll be concerned that maybe they're bringing chul and bazara, and therefore when play tikkun on mizbeach, Rabbanan said that this carbon is valid carbon. And Rashi asks, Vikasha, hey chislu bezin lakadar minatara, or liftaze mechata shuchayim, that l'chara, how could bezin be oikadar minatara, if l'maisa midiraisa, this carbon chatas is not valid, then how could it be that this person will not be chayiv to bring another chatas? Harmina b'yavamis, Rashi says, as we know, Shabbat Tashashani Delam Yaku, that since they're telling this person, don't bring another carbon chatas, therefore it's only B'shev Al Tase, and in the Chanami, it really comes out, Menderaisa, this person is chayiv to bring another carbon chatas, but Rabban just said that we do not allow you to bring another carbon chatas, and B'shev Al Tase, they could do so. However, the Rashba is in Rashi, that's clear from our Gemara, that the Kahanim will actually be Makar Ve'imurim, and they will eat the bus of this chatas, and how could Rabban say that the Kohen could do so? If this Kohen is now being makrib and eating a carbon which is really chulun bazara, and therefore it comes out that chum really being oikadav minatayr become ba'asei, the Rashba therefore learns that this din is based on hefka bezin hefka. In this case, the chum were misakin that we consider Reuven, who is the ganav, to own this behema in Gansin, and therefore this carbon chatas is completely a valid carbon chatas. And the Rashba explains that according to Ula, it will come out that it doesn't make a difference if the original bailam were miyayish or they were not miyayish, the same takana would apply. However, Ayin Taisus, who is chaylik on this Rashba, and the Gemara continues. Rabbi Huda Imer, Rabbi Huda argues in Ula and states that the Pshat Mishnah is that Dvatayr Bein Nedar Bein Nedar Mechaperes. They really midiraisa. It wouldn't make a difference if the Tziba did not know, or if the Tziba actually knew that this behema was stolen. This behema could be brought as a carbon chatas, and it would be mechapa as long as the original Bailim were miayish. My time, or yish kedi kani, because lemaisa, since the original Bailim were miayish, so Reuven is considered that he owns this animal legamri. And therefore, when he brings this carbon chatas, it's a completely valid carbon chatas midiraisa, as it's considered carbonoi, as it's mamish his carbon legamri. And we continue on daf nun hayon beis umatam amru. And why is it that Chum stated neida in mechaperes that once it's neida l'rabim that this animal was stolen, that Reuven cannot be mechapa using this carbon, and he can't be makar the carbon. The leyaimu mizbech eichel gzelus, because Rabban did not want people to be saying that the mizbech eats things that are guzzle. And even though the Gemara doesn't speak this out at this point, and the Gemara will discuss this in a moment, however, let's just point out in our Mishnah we stated that Rabbi Yechiel ben Gogodah said testimony al chatas hagzula shelo nedar rabim shemechaperes mepei tikkun hamizbech, and we didn't speak about a case of nedar rabim, and definitely the words mepei tikkun hamizbech don't seem to be going back on nedar rabim and only on shelo nedar rabim, which is definitely mashma like law. However, the Gemara will explain that actually the way to understand the Mishnah is al chatas hagzula shelo nedar rabim shemechaperes. However, if it's nedar rabim, then it's not mechaperes mepei tikkun hamizbech. And the Gemara continues and asks a question on Rabbi Yehuda. Bishleim Ula, our Mishnah makes a lot of sense according to Ula. Hayatani Chatas, that the reason why a Mishnah specifically spoke about Chatas is because there's Achilas Kohenim by Chatas, and therefore the Kohanim will be Atzevim, and that was the reason for the Takana. However, Ben Agei Na'ilah, which is Kulei Kolel, this Takana would not apply. El Rabbi Huda, Ma'ir Chatas Afilo Ilu Nami, but according to Rabbi Huda, why did the Mishnah specify that Reuven stole an animal and brought a carbon Chatas? L'chari, the same didn't apply. If Reuven stole a behema and he wants to bring a carbon Na'ilah, that as long as it's he cannot bring a carbon oila, and the Gemara answers according to Rabbi Yehuda, loymi bayi kama, that in Chanami, this is how to read the Mishnah, loymi bayi oila de koli, that certainly been a gay oila, since it's all brought out to Mizbeach, therefore certainly people will say that Mizbeach is oichel gzeilis, ela filu chatas nami, but even the gay chatas, where there may be habmina, the chile vedamu de solik lagam Mizbeach, be either kayanam ochlele, that since the only thing that goes on Mizbeach is the fat and blood, which is not really edible in any case, and the basa, which is the only thing of substance is eaten by the Kohanim, so maybe people won't say Mizbeach Eichel Gzeilis in that scenario, and therefore the Mishnah teaches us, even so, we made a gezira that this is not a valid carbon, and if Reuven stole a behemoth, he can't bring it as a chatas on the mizbeach. Shlo yomru mizbeach eichel gezelos. And the Gemara will now continue and ask a question from our Mishnah on Rabbi Yehuda, and we already discussed this point. As tonight we learned on Mishnah, a chatas gezula shlo yinaydol rabim shimichaperes mepri tikkun on mizbeach. And the Gemara asks, bishleim leula nicha, according to Ula, it makes sense that the reason why a chatas gezula shlo yinaydol rabim that's mechapa is mepri tikkun on mizbeach. And as we explained, because it would not be valid, kiven the kahana matzavim nimtzum mizbeach bottle. However, the Gemara is el Rabbi Yehuda ipchami bailei. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah should say just the opposite, and the Mishnah state a chatas gezula shlo yinaydol rabim sheinu mechaperes mepri tikkun on mizbeach. And the Gemara answers, hachi nami kama einach nami. We have to add this into the Mishnah that lo yinaydol mechaperes, that if the rabim does not know that this behemoth was stolen, then it could be mechapa based on the din deraisa. However, neidah, if it's known to the rabbim that this behemoth was stolen, then ainu mechaperes, then when medayik from the mishnah that it's not considered a val kapara and you can't be makar this carbon, and the reason is mepei tikkun mizbeach shelo yomru mizbeach eichel gezelos, as we explained. And the gemara continues, masav rava now asks a question on ula from a mishnah maseches baba kama on daf ayin dalam beis that states gonav, if Reuven stole an animal from Shimon the hiktish and then he was makdish to the mizbeach, and then afterwards Reuven went and shechted this animal, or he sold it, and since at the point that Reuven stole this animal from Shimon was chulin, so therefore Reuven is chayav to pay kefal to Shimon. However, since at the point that he shechted it or he sold it, it was already hegdish, therefore he's not chayav to pay tashlumi abba v'chamisha. And Rashi over here explains the chitavach umacha hegdish havoi, at the point that he did shechita or he sold it, it was hegdish, and tashlumi kefal tashlumi abba v'chamisha noigim hegdish k'yafilim ba'azov. And we learned in Masechet Bava Metzia that there's no din of kefal or abba v'chamisha but the gay hegdish, and this learned out of the pasuk that says in Mishpatim, "Asher yashin alehim yishalim shnayim l're'eu," and there is only a din of kefal to re'eu. However, to hegdish there's no din of kefal, and once a person is not chayv to pay kefal to hegdish, they can't pay abba v'chamisha either, because the Torah says they have to pay abba v'chamisha and not shleisha v'abba. The Gemara continues, "B'toni Allah," and the Brisa taught us, "Bachutz ki haygavna onish karetz." If he actually shechted this animal and he did shchut echutz, then he'd be chayv karetz. Rav now asks on Ula, "V'amrit yish kri loykani." If Ula holds that yish by itself is not kriyna, so over here all you had is yish, and therefore Reuven did not have a kinyan gomer. And if you want to bring this carbon on a mizbeach, midiraisa will not be a valid carbon and karis maya vidite. And Rashi explains that we learned in Masechtas Vakum haroy lepesach oil moed chayovin lebuchutz midiach kriyna loy, that the only time the chayiv for shchut lechutz is only on the animal, that if you brought it into the mizbeach it would be a valid carbon. However, since over here it's not going to be a valid carbon, since it's not considered carbonoi, even though there was yish, however there was no kinyan legamri, and Reuven doesn't own it completely, and therefore he can't be makar this on the mizbeach, and therefore how could the Brisa state that Reuven be chayiv for shchutei chutz? And Rashi points out that Rava could not ask on Ula directly from the Mishnah where we said be'in mishalim tashlum abba v'chamisha, and l'chayra if the din is that yish kedi is loykoni, then l'chayra how could it be that you're not going to be chayiv to pay tashlum abba v'chamisha if l'chayra this doesn't belong to the ganav and it could be makdashid as ina the makdash davishin in shloi? And Rashi explains, as we said beforehand, that even though the fi'ula, the yish bechdi loykoni, that doesn't mean that Reuven did not acquire the item. It just means that it doesn't acquire legamri, and it's not considered kabonai benegeya bringing it on the mizbeach. However, benegeya other dinam of hegdish and benegeya tashlum abba v'chamisha, certainly he would be potter. And that's why Rava couldn't ask this question on Ula directly from the Mishnah in Masechtas Baba Kama. And the Gemara answers, on Rav Shizbi, Rav Shizbi explains, karis midivrayim, when the Brisa states that you'd be chayav karis, it only means karis midivrayim. And the Gemara says, achichu allah, that they were laughing at this pshat of Rav Shizbi, as karis midivrayim, mi ikka, how could it be something called karis that's only midrabanon, if l'chayr, the whole kind of karis is min shemayim, and it can't be something that rabanon apply. And amalu Rava, so Rava said, gav rabba amal milsa, such a great person like Rav Shizbi stated something, leitzachichu allah, you should not laugh at him, karis al yidei divrayim basalai, that in the chanami it means that through the rabbanon's psak and through the takana, therefore this person will actually be chayiv karis midiraisa, as the gemara rabbanon b'rishusay gehechad l'chayiv ala, that the rabbanon made a gzira that we consider that this behemoth is actually considered Reuven's legamri and it's considered behemtai, and therefore if he would be makrovid in the base of migdash it would actually be a valid akrova. And that's why if he's makrovid chutz l'mizbeach and he's makrovid outside of the base of migdash, he'd be chayiv because of shchutei chutz, and he would be chayiv karis midiraisa. And the gemara continues, amar rava, rava stated the following, I definitely have a shaila about, do we say that the Rabbanan said that at the time of Gneva we consider that as if Reuven owns this animal because of Hefka Bezen Hefka, or do we say that only once he's makdashit then we look at it, it's completely, it was Reuven's, and therefore it's considered completely Karbonai, and L'mayin Afka Mina, L'Gizosel, U'V'Ledesel, that would be Negea, as to who owns the shearings and the vlodos of this animal, as if we say the Rabbanan said that based on Hefka Bez and Hefka, we consider this animal belongs to Reuven from the point that he stole it, so then when he returns the animal to the owner, all he would have to return is the actual animal, but he could share the animal, and any vlodos that come from this animal would be considered Reuven's. However, if we only look at it as if it's Reuven's from the time he's makdish it, then certainly when Reuven wants to be Meshavis Exela, he would have to return the animal together with all the hair that it grew, and he would also have to return the animal together with any vlodos that it already had. And Rava says, "My, what is the din? Hadam Rava." But then Rava said, "Mistavra Mishasek Desha." The Mistavra that the Rabbanan only said it's considered his Rishus from the point that he's makdish it. Shlo Yechayt Nischa. The Rabbanan would not make a takana that would benefit the Gazlan and would cause him to gain money. And therefore, even though they said that there's a concept of Hefka Bez and Hefka, they only said it at the time that it's necessary to say it, and that is only at the time that Reuven was makdish it, in order for there to be a din. And if Reuven does Shchutei Chutz with this animal, he would be Chayiv Karis, and of course, that's to the detriment of the Gazlan. And before we continue with the new Mishnah, let's just point out a part of the Gemara that we will discuss, that at the time that Titus came to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, there were actually three different Gzeiros that he made at three different times, and they had different levels of severity. The first Gzeiro that Titus made was that any Roman soldier that sees a Jew and doesn't kill him, so that Roman soldier will be Chayiv Misa and will be killed. And at a later point, he was Goyza that if a Roman kills a Jew, he will be responsible to pay a fine of 4 zuz, which was a small amount of money. And the Tais Rid said that he wasn't Chayiv to pay 4 zuz, but he was actually paid a bounty of 4 zuz. And the third Gzeiro was that if someone kills a Jew, they will be killed. Therefore, at the time of Churban Bayis Sheni, there were people called Sekrikin, and they were bandits, and they were going around and they were threatening Jews that they would kill them, and the Jews were able to ransom themselves by giving over their sadis to them. And based on this akdama, let us learn our Mishnah, Loihei Sekrikin B'Yehuda Barugah Mechama, and the Gemara will explain there was no din of Sekrikin in the area of Yehuda during the time of Barugah Mechama, which the Gemara will define as the two periods of the first two Gzeres. However, Barugah Mechama Ve'ilach, once it was already during the third period of the Gzeres, where if anyone killed a Jew, they would be killed, then Yeshba Sekrikin, then there is a din of Sekrikin, which we will define in a moment. And the Gemara says, Ketzad, what is the din Sekrikin? So originally the din was as follows, that if Reuven owned a field, and the Sekrikin came and took the field away from Reuven, and then Shimon went and bought this field from the Sekrikin, and of course since the Sekrikin did not really own the field, he had to go and make a kinyan from the Baal Bayis, and he went to Reuven, and even though Shimon didn't give any money to Reuven, Reuven knew they lost his property in any case, and therefore Reuven agreed to be makta this sada to Shimon. The din is that it's not considered valid mekach, and Rashi explains that mina miyura of it, that the only reason why Reuven was makta the field to Shimon was because he was scared of the Sekrikin, as he saw that the Sekrikin wanted the sale to go through, and the Sekrikin would come after him if he didn't agree to actually be makta it to Shimon. Inami hashenich neichlai, or Reuven can say that I wanted a deal with Shimon by rishin koshi menu. However, the Sekrikin is much harder to deal with, and therefore I would rather that Shimon has it, and then I could go back to Bezin and work it out with Shimon. Of Gemara Mukalad Lekosle Shtara, and the Gemara will explain that we're talking about a scenario where they didn't write a star. And the Mishnah continues, Baal Bayis, because Balakim Sekrikin, if Shimon went to Reuven first and was claimed from Reuven, and then he went and bought it from the Sekrikin, Mechach Kayim, in this case, the Mechach would be Kayim, as the svaras that we brought from Rashi do not apply. And the Mishnah goes a little bit off tangent and discusses a din that is similar to the din that we just mentioned regarding a woman who has a property that was designated to her for a ksuba, and her husband Reuven now wants to sell this property to Shimon. And of course, even if Reuven would sell it to Shimon, Rachel would have a right to go and collect that tzada because it's meshubatah. However, lemaisa, Rachel doesn't want that her husband should sell this property, and therefore the din is lachach ben ish v'chazav lachach ben isha. If Shimon initially goes and buys this tzada for Reuven, and he then goes to Rachel and he gets her to agree to the sale mechad batal, then it's not considered a valid mekach, as Rashi says the armor, as she could claim nachas ruchas yisla baili, as I felt I had no choice in this matter, as I knew my husband wanted the sale to go through, and therefore, in order to make my husband happy, I was makna to Shimon. However, Minaisha, because of Lachach Minaish, Mechakayim, if Shimon first acquires this property from Rachel and then he goes and acquires it from Reuven, then this tiny does not apply, and therefore the Mechach is valid. Zu Mishnu Shaina, this din Medigea Sekrikin was the initial way that we dealt with Sekrikin. However, Bezin Shachreim Amru, eventually Bezin Mizmisakin, Halakech Mizekrikin, Nesel Bailam Revia, that if Shimon bought a kaka from the Sekrikin who stole this kaka from Reuven, then as Rashi says, that since the Sekrikin got this kaka for free, therefore they would discount his sadeis when they would sell it, and they would sell it for 3/4 of of its value to Shimon, and therefore Rabbanu Misakin that if Shimon bought his karka from the Sekrikin, so if Shimon goes and pays a quarter of the actual value of the karka to Reuven, or if he pays a quarter of the price paid by the Sekrikin to Reuven, then Shimon could keep the karka. And the Mishnah continues, Emesai, when do we say this halacha, Bizman She'im Biyadon Likach, that is only if Reuven doesn't have money to buy this karka back from Shimon, Aval Yesh Biyadon Likach, however, if Reuven has the money to buy it back, Hen Kaidman L'Chadam, then the original owner, Reuven, can buy it back from the Sekrikin, and he could also buy it back from Shimon. And the Mishnah continues, Rebbe Hoshe Beza V'nimnu, Rebbe set up a Bezin, and he instituted a Bezin, and they had a vote, Shem Shasa B'fnei Sekrikin, Shnei Chodesh, that if the karka was in his hands of Sekrikin for 12 months, and the original owner did not come and be paid, called Kaidman L'Chadam, then anyone that comes and buys it from the Sekrikin would be Zaycha, Avon Nesel and Bailon Revia. However, he would still have to pay to the original owner a quarter of the price, as we discussed. And in this case, even if at some later point Reuven would able to come up with the money and want to buy it back from Shimon, Shimon would not have to sell this back to Reuven. And before we begin the Gemara, let's just point out that the Gemara's Havmin is that the Pshat and Mishnah, when it said, Lehi Sekrikin Behuda Baruga Machama, and Baruga Machama Ve'ilach Yishba Sekrikin, is that during the time of the Baruga Machama, then there were no Sekrikin and there were no bandits in Yehuda. However, from Baruga Machama Ve'ilach, then there was Sekrikin. And of course, this doesn't make sense, as if at the time after the war, there's Sekrikin, then surely during the time of the war, there were definitely bandits that were going around and bothering Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara therefore asked the following question, Hashta Baruga Machama Loya Besekrikin, Baruga Machama Ve'ilach Yishba Sekrikin. Do you think if in the middle of the war there were no bandits, then after the war, all of a sudden there were bandits? Of course, that doesn't make sense. Amar Yehuda, Lo Yidana Ba Din Sekrikin Kama, that what the Mishnah meant is, of course, there were always bandits. The question is, do we have the Din of Sekrikin during that period of time or not? The Amar Rabasi, because we know that Rabasi taught us that during the time of Churban Bayis Sheni, Titus was Geizel, Gimel Gzeres Gazru, Gzereta Kamaisa, the first Gzer was, Kotloi Kotol, if anyone doesn't kill a Jew, Liktalu, he will be killed. Messiasa, the middle Tekana was, Kotloi Kotol, if anyone kills a Jew, Lesi Abazuzi, then he has to pay a fine of 4 zuzim, or as Tysus Rin explains, that the person who killed a Jew would be paid a reward and a bounty of 4 zuz. And Basraisa, and the last of the takalas was that called the kotel, if anyone kills a Jew, lick the loo, he will be killed. Hilkach, therefore, Kamaisa Mitsyasa, during the first and the middle takalas, even the Katli, since it was easy for them to kill any Jew they want, Agav Inse, Gomer Makne, certainly the Jew was scared for his life, and it was an oinus. And as Rashi says, Ki Omele, saw Kakazu, Vanicheni, if Reuven says to the Sekrikin, take this kaka and leave me alone, Akne Nele, Belev Shalim, certainly Reuven was makne the kaka to the Sekrikin, Belev Shalim, the Kaimalan, Talu Vizovins, Vinas Vine, and therefore, during those periods of time, the entire din of Sekrikin did not apply, and if Shimon went and bought this kaka from the Sekrikin, he could keep it, and he didn't have to pay Reuven at all. However, when the Mishnah said, Meruga Mecham Ve'ilach Yeshba Sekrikin, and there is the din of Sekrikin, that's talking about Basraisa during the third period of this Xeris, and Amri, and every Jew would say, Ha'idne Lishkol, that even though I'm agreeing to give my kaka to Sekrikin today, L'macha Tavan Alei Medina, L'maisa, eventually I'll go and be Tavei Medin, I'll get my kaka back, and therefore he was not Gomer Makri B'Lev Sholem, and the din of Sekrikin does apply. And Taisus points out that the Mishnah stated, Lehi Sekrikin Bi Yehuda Baruga Bechama, that during the time of Churban Bayis Sheni, and during the first two periods of the Xeris, there was no din of Sekrikin in Yehuda itself. And the question is, why was there no din of Sekrikin Dafka in the area of Yehuda, and why not in any other area in Eretz Yisrael? And Taisus points out that the Romans were most concerned about Yehuda because there was a Messiah in their hands that Yehuda killed Esav, the Chsiv Yadcha Ba'erev Evecha, and therefore, in order to get back at Yehuda, the Xeris was specifically targeted at Sheva Yehuda and at the area of Yehuda in Eretz Yisrael. And Taisa is that Lemaisa Masechta Saita we learned that when Chushim Ben Dan saw that Yaakov was sitting and was lying in disrespect, he went and hit Esav and he killed Esav. And Taisa says Shemali Meis Bo Isakah, that maybe Esav did not die through the hakah of Chushim Ben Dan at Sheamal of Yehuda v'Hagai until Yehuda came and finished the job and actually killed Esav. And we will stop over here.